Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to One and Done, the podcast about a drink and whatever the hell else we want to talk about. Tonight, we're going to be experiencing Lower de Boom by 21st Amendment, a barley wine style ale. And this is Eric.
This is Adam.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Wayne.
This comes in a tiny little can, only 8.4 ounces, and it's comes in a 4-pack, but... Yeah, they look kind of like Red Bulls.
But it's a little bit potent, right?
11.5%.
So yeah, no, well, just a little bit,
just a
bit. Yeah, but what looks like to be in, if I would guess, from a manufacturer standpoint, that's a 8.4 ounce can. I'm not sure though. I'm just guessing.
That's what I said. It comes in a little 8.4.
Oh, I didn't hear that 8.4 ounce. I'm going to cut that.
Your assessment was brilliant.
You should cut Eric so that it makes you sound really good. You could. My dad. Nice.
And on that note, it pours in a beautiful amber hue.
Maybe we should just make this the episode where Eric gets cut almost completely.
It just started up, and this is Adam, and this is Jason, this is Wayne.
What are you saying?
And I hear it's an 8.4 ounce can.
This is going to be Eric's Christmas present. It's just this podcast with no Eric in it. Yes, indeed.
It's a long time to Christmas.
Hey, the nice thing about 21st Amendment is they always put a nice story on their boxes.
Oh, God.
Like a tattoo artist? Never mind.
Do we want to talk about the beer at all before you delve into this 36-minute
dissertation? I think this is going to enhance the flavor.
It's true. Wait.
Last time we did this, I fell asleep and woke up again and then fell asleep again, and then we got to drink, and I missed it.
You were pregnant.
But then I woke up and drank some, and right. It wasn't very good.
Yeah, that was their oyster stout.
Yeah.
So, in 1859, Sean and Nico arrived in San Francisco for the gold rush. 10 years late, Sean's fault.
Time out.
What?
Who are these people? I need some background story.
Shut up.
You just want this to go 45 minutes.
Are you one of those kind of people that goes to a movie and says that in the beginning of it, in the middle of the theater? What is going on here? Who are these people?
Why did that guy just die?
Now you know why it took an hour the last time I read one of the lines.
I fell asleep during that one twice.
Comes out. He fell asleep, but he still managed to interrupt.
I do talk while I sleep.
I'm going to cut sometimes. This, but I don't think it was Jason. Maybe I don't have to cut.
Oh, that was good.
All right, I'll start again. In 1859, Sean and Nico arrived in San Francisco for the gold rush 10 years late. That was Sean's fault. They stopped in the Cornelius de Boom supply store. Cornelius pegged our boys as suckers and sells them a forged treasure map. Sean and Nico find themselves in a dinghy in the middle of the bay. Curse you, Cornelius! Jumping in anyway, Sean finds two boxes of riches. In one, gold ingots.
Ingots?
Ingots? Right, exactly what I said. And don't you forget it.
Ingots. Got it.
Right.
Yep.
In the other, a rare and perfectly preserved beer. Suddenly, the dinghy springs a leak. They leave the gold and grab the beer.
What?
what happened?
With this liquid gold, they become beer barons. They acquire de Boom supply and throw Cornelius out the back door. Today, whenever anyone gives them trouble, they exchange a look across the pub and say, "Lower de Boom." That's the story.
The moral of the story is, why didn't you grab the gold, you dumbasses?
You could have made all the damn beer you wanted.
Right, because then you could have just bought out Cornelius, thrown him out, and still made beer.
Exactly.
But that's... So anyway, cheers, guys.
Cheers. That was 2 minutes of my life that I won't get back.
Nope. Unless he cuts it.
We did say we were cutting everything you were talking about.
Now I almost have to.
That's a little more in your face than I was expecting.
Oh, wait. There are numbers to this. It's like it's like a biblical thing.
Comes in four parts.
It's like a chapter and verse.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I expected a couple of points for this story to change a little bit. like, the dinghy sprung a leak. And they found the beer to perform a perfect seal at the bottom of the dinghy. Because it was some damn old stuff.
So, I mean, what do you guys think?
It's got 92 IBUS.
IBUS, IBUs.
Did you order it from the internets and it was delivered with the ups, man?
You know, the intertubes, and that came here into this room all by myself.
I didn't know that Apple was making buses.
Really short ones.
You keep saying IBU, and I'm like, no, I'm me. You be no, you.
I be you.
I be you.
Yeah.
I be yous.
This was canned on 11/7/2013.
Correct.
Hmm. Is that like I'm going to ask you a question?
Close. Really close. Yes. Right. It's not my favorite barley wine because there's some others out there, but it's good.
Yeah, it is.
Much better than their oyster stout.
Much better than that. Well, the story was
that
much better than that,
probably has oysters in it, right?
Yeah.
See, I think I was the only, I might be the only person in the area that actually enjoyed that beer because I bought it a couple times after it and I thought it was pretty decent. But
if I was gonna buy, I was gonna have a stout, I'd just had something different.
Yeah, I guess
go to the stout section.
Yeah, if I was in the stout section, I was kind of like, I want a stout and there wasn't much to choose from because there wasn't a lot of stores that had. You know, Narwhal in stock, or, you know, and now I actually think one of the best values, if you want just a decent stout, is just the Lagunitas stout. It's a bomber and it's $5.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's really good. And you can't, I mean, it seems like stouts are more expensive.
I've had a hard time not enjoying a Lagunitas beer when I've tried it.
Exactly. I mean, and the price just makes it even that much more amazing, yep. Really.
Yeah, so sometimes if I would, I'll buy a bomber of Lagunitas Stout and a bomber of their Hop Stupid, and it's like the perfect counterparts.
Like, make your own black and tan.
Oh, there you go. That'd be an interesting, that'd be a really crazy black and tan, but.
After the massive explosion at Adam's house.
Make sure you wear your goggles.
They found them at the bottom of the crater.
Goggles do nothing.
What? And from left field.
What just happened?
The goggles were fine.
No, that was off of The Simpsons.
Yeah. Yeah, we, it's just...
Oh, brilliant.
I'm sorry.
So, Do not apologize.
Do not apologize.
So I believe the last episode we were discussing audiophilism.
audiophilia. Audiophilia.
And I think Wayne said that his dad was an audiophile.
That reminds me.
Is that like Superman where your dad just appears, you know, and you put the crystals in at the...
I think it's where you like Fortress of Solitude.
You put the crystals in your dad?
No, it's Fortress of Solitude.
It's not after you put the crystals in your dad.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Oh,
crystal meth.
that was the original Superman's crystal meth. His own lab.
The original Superman discovered. Was just a crazy man on high on meth running around with a cape.
So the movies were actually from his perspective, what happened.
He puts a whole new twist on it.
Do a whole other one of what really happened.
Right.
Some dude in his basement.
He's strapped to a bed. Ice castle. That's my home.
It's just a two-hour movie of some guy sitting in his basement in the dark. Leaning back, eyes wide open, not moving.
Oh, no.
No.
Needle still stuck in his arm. Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, now that we've talked about
Wayne's audiophile dad.
I'm sorry, Dad. It's not meant to be against you, but it was pretty funny.
Amen.
No, but what did we end
no,
on?
No, so we... no, we were talking about in one of the episodes of Bullshit. So Penn and Teller these great shows where they they call out, you know, it's almost kind of like a Mythbusters kind of thing. And one of the ones that they did was about water. So they opened up a water restaurant.
I heard about this.
In Las Vegas. And they had all these exotic waters from around the world. And that's what the whole restaurant was about. So you'd come in and sample these different waters.
And they had like a wine list of waters.
Right, right. So so it was all fancy. You had a waiter that was being all, would you like this particular water? This one's from the Amazon. You know, and one of the
certain earthy notes to it that I think you'll find unique.
So, and literally all they were doing is taking these bottles in the back and filling them with a hose. And people imagined those differences, right? Mm-hmm. And the best part was the one where they had a spider in the bottom of the bottle of water. One is from the Amazon, and it still has this spider that is in the bottom of this. And they're like, oh, I must have that. I am rich and stupid.
Yeah, that's the difference between bullshit and Mythbusters, is that bullshit, most of what they test, people believe to be true, or a lot of people already believe that to be true, correct?
Right. Yeah, so good. It was a good show. And the reality of it is that most municipal water is as good or better than bottled water, because there are actually very little regulations and rules around water bottling.
Right.
And so, yeah. Most, when you go and test those, most bottled water is much nastier than there is for municipal water out of the tap, which everybody is like, oh, this is terrible.
There's actually some bottled water that you go to and you actually read it, and it actually talks about what municipality it's getting its water from.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it just is literally pouring the, right, yeah, open the tap, pour in the bottle.
I think one of the more well-known ones is actually Fiji, you know, and I'm not ripping on Fiji because I really like it, because the company they work for, it's we do the distribution for them, but they ran a campaign that just said Fiji water, it's not bottled in Cleveland. And then Cleveland did a side-by-side, you know, water analysis test. And, you know, Fiji water had higher levels of arsenic, higher level of all these, you know, things you don't really want in your water.
Higher levels of – wait, both of these have arsenic? I mean higher levels? What happened to zero tolerance? Hey, we have less arsenic in ours. You should drink our water.
Zero tolerance is only adopted when it comes to bullies, I believe.
And teens drinking and driving, right?
I don't.
Isn't that... crap. Cut that.
Oh, hell no.
Nope.
Adam, just mark that. Do not cut.
Location 5 is sacred.
I was thinking of MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Or DAMN, Mothers Against Dyslexia.
Oh, it took me a second to get that one.
I'm just looking at Eric, staring very pointedly at Jason, going, blink, blink, wait.
That's good. Thanks. All right, well.
I could play footsie with you if I wanted to.
That's great. On that note, I think we should end this because everyone's finished with their beers. So,
what?
Thank you all very much for tuning in to another episode of One and Done. This has been Eric.
This is Adam.
Jason.
And Wayne.
See ya.